الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله، صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear Islamic brothers, there are many deeds you can do to achieve different things in life. And there are a lot of wazifa that people give, a lot of things that you can read to help you in different situations. But these days, it's a fast life. It's a fast world. And people want an easy fix to everything. And they sometimes say, I don't have time to go all through these different things. Give me something easy to do that will solve all my problems, that will cure all my illnesses and get rid of all of my difficulties. Today, I've got just the solution. Allah Azza wa Jal commands us in the glorious Quran to send the durood as-salam upon his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Today, we're going to talk about some of the blessings of sending this durood pak. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that the closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited durood pak upon me abundantly in the world. Whoever recites durood pak once, Allah azza wa jal sends 10 mercies upon him, forgives 10 of his sins, and elevates his ranks tenfold, subhanAllah. Whoever recites Durood e Pak one time, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Whoever recites Durood e Pak 10 times, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 100 mercies upon him. And whoever recites Durood e Pak 100 times, Allah Azza wa Jal writes between both of his eyes that this person is free from hypocrisy and the fire of hell. And Allah Azza wa Jal will keep him with the martyrs on the day of judgment, subhanAllah. Reciting Durood e Pak 50 times a day, subhanAllah, what will that achieve? Let me share with you a beautiful hadith of Barakah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites Salat upon me 50 times a day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment, subhanAllah. Whoever recites Salat upon me 1,000 times a day will not die until he sees his place in Jannah, subhanAllah. Another hadith of Barakah. Whoever recites Salat upon me 3 times during the day and 3 times at night, with love and affection towards me, it is upon the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive the sins he committed during the day and during the night. SubhanAllah. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala says, I humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I gave up all my nafli ibadat, the orad, or wazaif, and devoted all of my time reciting salatu salam upon this, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it will be sufficient to remove your worries and your sins will be forgiven. SubhanAllah. Another blessing of Durood e Pak. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, whoever recites Salat upon me 10 times during the day and 10 times during the night will attain my intercession on the day of judgment. Another hadith in Mubarakah. Recite Salat upon me in abundance. Undoubtedly, your recital of Salat upon me means purification for you. SubhanAllah. When people who love each other meet for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, shake hands and then recite Durood e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their past and future sins are forgiven before they separate from each other. SubhanAllah. My dear Islamic brothers, there are many blessings of reciting Durood e Pak upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Few hadith in Mubarakah we've just listened to, a few more for you. Whoever likes that Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with him when he is presented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal should recite Durood e Pak upon me in abundance. SubhanAllah, what a beautiful hadith in Mubarakah. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, perform Hajj. Undoubtedly, its reward is greater than participating in 20 ghazwat. And ghazwat is the battle that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam participated in. And recite Salatu Salam upon me as it is equal to that. SubhanAllah. Then in another beautiful hadith in Mubarakah, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there will be no shade on the day of judgment except for the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal. And three people will be beneath the shade of the divine throne. It was humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will these people be? And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first, the one who relieves the distress of my ummati. Second, the one who revives my sunnah. And the third, the one who recites salat upon me in abundance. SubhanAllah. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu. I'm going to leave you one last beautiful, beautiful hadith of work. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that undoubtedly Allah Azza wa Jal has appointed at my Rozan Mubarak an angel with the ability to hear every creature on the earth. Hence, whoever recites Durud-e Pak upon me until the day of judgment, this angel presents the name of that person along with the name of his father and says, so-and-so, son of so-and-so, has recited Durud-e Salam upon you. SubhanAllah, what a beautiful opportunity to gain a presence in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by being mentioned in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Decorate your life with Durud-e Pak. Spend as much time as you can reciting Durud-e Pak, and you will gain the great blessings that some of these hadith of Mubarakah have alluded to. And there are many more hadith of Mubarakah in relation to the benefits of Durud-e Salam. But Allah Azza wa Jal gives all the opportunity to send Durud-e Pak upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even till the moment that we depart from this world. Main wo sunni hoon jameele qadri marne ke baad, mera lasha bhi kahega as-salatu was-salam. Salu al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu.